Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The theme that you've been hearing over these Lenten worship services is a Lent to remember. And so each word or each week there has been a key word of remembering something about this particular Lent. We've heard about God remembering something or God reminding us to remember something. When God remembers, he does something about it. He acts graciously toward us. When God causes us to remember something, he also causes us to do something. That is, he causes us to believe. He causes us to receive through our faith his many, many blessings that he bestows on us each and every day. And so it's the hope of the pastors of the circuit that by the end of this Lenten season, you will be also remembering like God and doing something about it, taking some action. Sometimes remembering is not such an easy thing to do, especially for guys like me who have lots of experience with life. It's okay, you can laugh if you need. In the process of trying to remember, we've created things called mnemonic devices. That's a way to help us to remember something. You may remember in grade school when you are trying to learn how to spell certain words, you might have remembered a little mnemonic device that went I before E except after C. You remember that? Yeah. And that's a good idea. The problem is it doesn't always work, because there are exceptions to I before E except after C. So let me read that mnemonic device to you if it included the exceptions. I before E except after C, but not when sounding like A is in neighbor or away. And not in seize or seizure or in leisure, weird, height, either or neither. Somebody in this world had way too much time on their hands, and so they decided to examine this rule and find out how many times it really matters, how many times it really works, this I before E thing. What they discovered is that there are 923 words that are exceptions to I before E except after C, and there's only 44 that follow it. Those exceptions that I just talked about are appropriate for what we're trying to remember tonight. We're trying to remember God's covenant with Abraham first and with us ultimately. And so our text comes from 105:8, which I read a little bit earlier. God remembers his covenant forever for 1,000 generations. That's a long time. A covenant, as used in the Old Testament, is similar to what we would describe today as calling a contract. A contract is a legally binding document that two people sign and they agree to certain conditions of that contract. For example, when you buy a car, you sign a contract that says the bank will give you their car and you will give them the payments that they have to have every month. And everything works well until you stop making the payments. You break the covenant when you do that. And there's a consequence to breaking the covenant, and that is they take the car back. In the Old Testament, God made a contract with Abraham. He promised Abraham three things. He said, I will give you land, the land of Canaan. I will make you the father of a great nation, the Jewish people. And because of that great nation that you are a father of, they will in turn bless the entire world. But God's Old Testament people didn't have pieces of paper and pencils and computers and ways to write things. And so they had to develop a way of agreeing to or signing this contract. And they did it in a way that to us is a little bit gross. Well, actually, probably quite a bit gross. I'm sorry to present this after dinner, but it's the truth and it comes from the Bible. What they would do is take a large animal and sacrifice the animal, divide it in half, and lay it out like that. If it were smaller animals, they would just lay several of those animals around, and then the participants, the people who were agreeing to that contract, would then walk between that the pieces of animal or the individual animals that had been sacrificed. The idea, I guess, was that if you break this contract, that's what's going to happen to you. Probably something that was pretty rememberable. The story of God's contract with Abraham comes in Genesis chapter 15. God told Abraham to prepare the animals, to sacrifice the animal and cut the animal in half and lay it out. And then they would seal the covenant by walking together between the two halves of this animal. And that would remind them of the consequences of breaking that covenant. But then God does a really strange thing. This is a really strange thing that he did. We read this in Genesis 15. As the sun was going down, God caused a deep sleep to fall on Abraham. And when the sun had gone down and it got completely dark, behold, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between the pieces. And on that day, God made a covenant with Abraham. What a strange thing for God to do. God did everything in this covenant, and Abraham did absolutely nothing. And this is the important lesson that we gain from this. Since God was the only participant, Abraham is off sound asleep. It is God who suffers the consequences when and if that covenant is broken. And of course, we know what happened. The people broke that covenant. But since Abraham was not a participant, since he didn't sign, if you will, that covenant by walking between the animals, Abraham does not suffer the consequences. It was God's son, Jesus, who suffered the consequences because Abraham's descendants broke that covenant. Why on earth would God do that? That seems like a really strange thing to do. It would be like the bank saying, here's the car and you don't have to make payments. The reason that God did that is because God knew that we broken human beings from Abraham on down would not be able to keep that covenant. And he knew that in the process, if Abraham agreed to that contract, it would be Abraham and all of his descendants, which includes us, who would suffer the consequences. And the consequences of breaking that covenant are death and eternal damnation. Not good for us. So as you think about this whole process of dividing animals and Abraham going to sleep and a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passing between those animals, agreeing to or signing this covenant, does it occur to you that that might have been the pre-incarnate Jesus who was there with God at that time? There wasn't anybody else there to record and say exactly what happened and who was there and who wasn't. God was there. Abraham is off over here sound asleep. That third person might just have been Jesus. Abraham was off in a deep sleep. And so it was God's descendant, God's only son, Jesus, who suffered and died on that cross. Because the Old Testament people, the people of the Old Testament and we, have broken the law of God. And so what do we have today to remind us of that covenant? We have that cross to remind us. God remembers his covenant forever, even 1,000 generations. We are in that 1,000 generations. God remembers all the way down to us that he made a covenant and how he dealt with that covenant. God sees the cross and he remembers and he keeps the covenant in spite of the fact that we break that covenant every day. And so like that I before E exception, God made an exception for us. In his mercy, God sent his only son to take the punishment for us, so that we might in turn have eternal life. So when God made that covenant with Abraham, Abraham was in a deep sleep. And in our sin, we too are in a deep sleep. There's nothing we can do to help God or to add what God has already done or to add to what Jesus has already done. God has done everything in Christ. And Christ has done everything on the cross. And so we are totally passive in this covenant. And because we have faith, we only receive. But how much do we receive? We receive a great deal from our God. We are blessed. We are the blessed generation into the thousandth generation. And what a blessing it is that God has given to us. We receive life on this earth, and most of it is good. We receive all manner of spiritual blessings from God every day. And most importantly, we receive the blessing of eternal life. And there aren't words to describe how exceedingly wonderful that's going to be. So no matter how often we might forget, God remembers the covenant that he made. And he remembers it through all generations, even down to our generations. And consequently, we are blessed forever. Amen.